Everything's running smoothly.
No, it's not. It sure is not. What the hell are you doing? Are you snapping?
It's an easy song to snap to.
Then find the beat, then, if you're gonna snap. All right, my name is Hartzell. This clown to my left, Peter James Jamal Sweeney.
Good morning, Hartzell.
City Morning Show.
Happy Friday, happy Friday, happy Friday. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan.
Why are you yelling?
Love and life. Party.
You were so hammered. Still.
At a Christmas party last night.
Still going on.
High of 46, low of 29 today. And then it's going to be a beautiful weekend in Kansas City. Saturday, high of 51, a low of 34. Sunday, high of 55, low of 36. Shed those jackets, my friends.
You liking this? Keep going.
The humidity. Gonna be decent in the percentages. Some winds, 6 to 11 miles per hour. Looks like from, says the SSW, the South Southwest.
Oh.
Real South.
Sween Southwest.
Coming up, the Sween Southwest.
Pete, you've given up.
Well, I was.
You've just given up, man.
Here's the thing.
This is now two shows in a row that I've been waiting in the parking lot as a late Pete strolls in. Saunters in.
Well, you got to understand, I'm the show bad boy.
That's right. My man, it's the show bad boy. Don't get it twisted over here.
We're at show 14. We used to be what? At show 13. For 12 shows, you were the show bad boy, and I have now taken over that role.
Yeah, hey.
Was late again today. Now I have to buy you two lunches. They're stacking up.
I was going to say this.
Like let's their parking tickets.
I want to do this instead. I'm going to hold these chips close to the chest.
Hush, hush.
I'm cashing in.
I'm the show bad boy. I run. I am the captain now. So here's what we'll do. We'll go to Stock Hill.
Okay.
They got a lunch special.
Oh, no. We're doing dinner, baby.
You want to go to Stock Hill dinner?
You've been late twice.
Okay.
What's the score?
I don't know. I'm not looking at the
score today. Too much, too little.
When you are winning by this much in sports, you don't look at the score.
What? Something has gone terribly wrong.
Yeah, so Wednesday, I set my alarm incorrectly, so I was sorry about that, and it was wrong. Today, I'm not
sorry. Still going to double down on
that. Today, I'm not sorry, because I feel like Ryan Atwood on the OC. I've showed up in Chino, or where did they live? No, Orange County, of course. I've showed up in Orange County, and I'm the bad boy, and it feels good to be bad.
Pete is so drunk still, y'all.
No, I'm
Can
not.
You not tell?
I went
My
to
man
the
is sloppy.
I went to the VML holiday party last night. Got the invite. I'm not a member of VNL, which was nice. And
man, where's my
I
phone?
Was perusing with the elites.
Because you sent me some texts last night, and I'm like, what the hell is this man talking about? And that transitioned to an I love you text.
Sappy Sween.
It was out of nowhere.
Better text than sex is what I always say.
You know what? With words of wisdom like that, how can you go wrong? How can you go wrong?
It was a good time. It was in Jay Rieger, the East Bottoms. If you haven't been there, I would recommend you get down there, take an Uber, because the booze are potent. Let me tell you that.
A potent, potable. You didn't think to pass out some business cards or plug the show?
Like Casey
or...
Morning. I talked about the show quite a bit, but I...
Okay.
It was a warmer night, and I knew that because I'm a big weather guy now. And... I forgot to bring my coat, which has all the business cards. So I didn't pass any business cards out, but word of mouth is
you should have
the oldest form of marketing, the best form of marketing with me down to the East Bottoms. Started from the East Bottoms, now we hear.
Oh, boy. It's going to be one of those shows, huh? Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Before we start your news again, my name is Hart. So that's Pete. This, your KC Morning Show. Oh, real quick. What's the plugs? What them handles, Pete? Hit them with them socials if you remember.
KC Morning Show, everything except for Instagram. And on Instagram, we're like Ohio State. We're the KC Morning Show.
Oh, wow. Don't forget to slam that T-H-E.
We're recording from Unlabeled Music Services.
Where's our copy at? Do we have a spot or an ad to read for this place?
Not yet.
We got to do that.
Ask for it on Wednesday.
Cesar, how about you get us that copy, bud?
Live voicemail here.
We like to, well, we can't get a hold of him. And I assume he listens. I'm just saying, man, I like to make a couple coin. Maybe we could like squeeze a couple dollars out of this podcast. Today, Snow Creek opens up in
Spreak.
In Weston. Have you been to Snow Creek?
I wish. Hot cocoa guy.
Well, that's a given. I'm trying to figure out if you're a snowboarder or a skier. If I had to guess, I go
one ski, one snowboard.
Oh my god! See, that's the answer. I was gonna guess skiing. I feel like you're a ski kind of guy.
My right foot, I use a ski. My left foot, snowboard.
Yeah, well, I'm about to take my
best of both worlds.
I'm gonna take both of my feet and stick them both up your ass.
Okay.
How about that?
It's rude.
Snow Creek opens up details at. Assuming snowcreek.com.
Is it screek.com? The website is skisnowcreek.com.
That's it.
.com.
Those are good folks out
get
there.
Get your lift tickets and rental rates. Get your trail map, your tubing rates. Hartzell's a big tube guy.
Big tube guy.
Deals and discounts, snow report, and your
It's going to be kind of hot. Not hot. It's December. Nothing's hot. It's going to be a little bit warmer, though, this weekend, trying to get out there. It's going to be like in the, 50s, 60s, you said?
Did you not listen to the weather report? It was a high of 50 all weekend.
Not 1 second of it. It sure did not.
High 50s. You're going to be going out there. You're going to think you're skiing, and you're going to be whitewater rafting. 32. This is the freezing temperature.
Let's do the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
This is how I know you a little bit. Feeling a little certain kind of way. Because my man's ready to do the news. Pete's coming in hot for the news. I gotta usually drag Pete tooth and nail do the news. But not today. Not in this Friday, baby. Swing it up. Some news. Swing style. Deep dishing that ish. Actually, it's not too much of a deep dive today. News is pretty easy today.
I love that.
It's been a lot this week. Been a lot this month. I figured that on this Friday forward. Keeping it fairly positive, keeping it upbeat.
Because it's almost Christmas.
It's like 5 days out, right?
Today is December 20th. Christmas is on the 25th.
Pete, we know how math works, man. Yes.
Yep.
You want anything? Do I need to get you a gift? We have a show now. I feel like we got to do a gift exchange or something.
I'll get you a gift. When you least expect.
Yeah, I'll wait. Yeah, I'll wait.
You do the news.
Look at me real quick. Go get some water.
No, come on.
Go get some water, huh? All right. Get some water, Pete.
Yeah, maybe I'll have a sip.
On this vote, the yeas are 230. The nays are 197. Present is 1. Article 1 is adopted. On this vote, the yeas are 229. The nays are 198. Present is 1. Article 2 is adopted. The president is impeached.
To be removed from office, the Republican-led Senate will have to vote for the removal of the president, which at this point does not seem likely whatsoever. But that's all I got. I don't have a whole lot of new info for impeachment, Pete. You like that? That was 3 minutes top.
Yeah. Now we'll have a trial.
God, here we go.
I do like... I do like to watch trials. I'll be honest. I enjoy them. I mean, more so on Law and Order, but this will be real life. That's my analysis.
Man, they should pay you for that. They should pay you for that. Boulevardia. We talked about this also on Wednesday. Man,
I love Boulevardia.
What a follow-up kind of show. This is the epilogue to Wednesday.
Yeah, they impeached the Crossroads and found a new location.
The 7th annual festival will move from the Stockyards District to Crown Center near Union Station.
With us moving downtown, we have access to the streetcar, we have tons of parking. Rideshare is done really well here.
The festival features craft beer, food, shopping, and music. All the signature attractions will be back, like the Ferris wheel, silent disco, and Maker's Market.
It's going to be taking place June 19th and 20th in 2020. Is that Father's Day weekend? It usually is something like that.
I have no idea.
Special attractions from previous years, like the audio said, the Ferris wheel, the silent disco, all the boulevards, obviously. I'm excited for this one. We haven't got our music lineup yet. All details, more details to follow. I'm pumped for the move.
Get me a ticket to this thing. Free tickets would be nice.
What I don't have
premium,
a lot of,
What's
I don't
the
have
premium
a lot
package
pull.
Where you're getting under the tent? That's what I want.
I don't have that kind of pull.
I'll see you there.
I mean, I do, but...
Okay,
know.
Here
we go. I mean, I do.
Can you pull it out of your hat?
Yeah,
I know you're definitely going to wear a hat to this event.
I got to wear a hat, got that crop top. We need to get... Hey, man, let's do a thing. Can we get show shirts? I would like to get some shirts for
yes.
this thing.
Do you think people would want shirts?
We should ask the people if they
if
want
you
shirts.
Want a shirt.
You should design
and
a shirt.
And would be interested in one.
We give you credit.
What minute of the podcast are we at right now about?
I don't know, man. You think this thing's recording? This isn't being recorded. We're 15 minutes in.
It's just me talking to you?
Pretty much.
Well, I'm leaving then.
We're 15 minutes
so
in.
So we're at the 15-minute mark.
Give
if
or
you
take.
Want a KC Morning Ho shirt.
Oh, I love that.
Should we make them KC Morning Ho shirts?
I like that a lot.
Cam, you don't get one because you were hating on the KC Morning Ho yesterday. I know you're listening.
You get nothing, sir. Good day.
So, yes, let's do T-shirts. It won't be KC Morning Ho. If you're interested in a T-shirt and would maybe wear it, let us know. If we have 10 people mention us, we'll start doing shirts. Every okay. so often, okay. we'll mention it. I don't think we're going to get 10. I'll be honest. I don't think
no
10
shot.
People are going to mention us
I don't think
Twitter.
10 people are going to listen to this
If you
episode.
Mention KC Morning Show on Twitter and you're interested in a T-shirt,
okay.
we will start to put them in motion. We're not going to do it if there's not 10 because the way it works is once you buy these T-shirts, the more that you make,
break it down.
The cheaper it is.
Oh, wow. Man, you
unless you happen to be a T-shirt maker out there and just want to do it.
We do know some friends. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, friends. Hit us up. Man, that was what an excellent breakdown of quantities of sale you just did. Syracuse, man, what a degree.
Math.
Details at boulevardia.com if you're interested. Like I said, the music lineup and all that. Details to follow.
Is Dave playing?
Dave who?
I saw a guy that looked just like Dave Matthews at this party last night. It was incredible.
I'm so done with you today.
The next step in bringing medical marijuana started today. The state is giving out licenses to businesses, which will test it before it's sold. 10 testing facilities will get their certifications. They'll be responsible for verifying levels of THC in products for patients, as well as screening it for any foreign matter or dangerous bacteria. THC is the element responsible for the high in marijuana.
Missouri marijuana dispensaries. So on Thursday.
Gotta call you Swifty Scent.
Can that be a burner Twitter account? I want that so bad. Steal that handle right now. Missouri on Thursday awarded the first state licenses for medical marijuana businesses to 10 companies. And those companies will be in charge of conducting safety and potency tests. I don't know who these companies are. If they're hiring for a quality control guy, I will drop everything immediately. Immediately.
Do it.
I will drop this show.
No.
I will drop my radio show. I will drop.
And in addition to T-shirts, we need a new host. So if you're interested in that.
Is this place now hiring?
Or welcome.
License winners were the highest scoring among 17 applicants. So they had 17 that applied to the Department of Health and Senior Services. The testing facilities determining the levels of THC in marijuana products. Because have you had like medical stuff?
I have never had medical marijuana, no.
It's just, and kids, if you're listening, we don't have kids listening to the show, but if you are, listen up, because it's great.
The show is for adults. They might have a little kid there.
Well, I'm not going to, you know what, I was going to say earmuff the kids, but no, let them hear it.
You want the kids to have medical marijuana.
I do.
You're sick, man.
I do. We can puff pass together. It's going to be good stuff. Next
this man
level,
used to
man.
Work at Chuck E. Cheese.
If you
now he wants to smoke with your kids.
If you, don't put that on the record. No, no. I'm pulling that audio immediately.
No, you're not.
Well, it's a challenge. Chickens around the world hope you don't accept or attempt.
Apart from the days where Chick-fil-A is closed, which includes Sundays and holidays, Mark Mendenhall ate here 114 days in a row.
By day, Mark Mendenhall is a realtor. By dinner, he's mayor. Mayor of Chick-fil-A.
I could talk about this for the next hour.
So when he heard a Georgia man successfully ate Chick-fil-A 100 days in a row,
I thought to myself of like, oh, I could do that. I could totally do that.
He began the very next day and had three rules.
What'd you make today? What was
he had to eat at the same Chick-fil-A. He had to take a picture with someone and it had to be posted to social media.
So my man went 114 days. Get this. So I don't remember where that quote went. But long story short, they even took a trip to Disneyland, to Chick-fil-A, ordered his meal, which was a number 3 with a large Diet Coke, and then went back to Disney World or Disneyland. That is some dedication.
Space Mountain.
You know, I've never been.
Epcot.
Never been.
We should go on a trip.
I would love for us to go. I think that we should do a KC Morning Show field trip. Even we just go to Worlds of Fun. Something like that. Maybe do some rides, do some videos.
Well, I've told you this before. I'm 30 fun. Love to do that with you.
You still drunk, huh?
No.
That was too quick. No.
I'm just high on life.
that Popeye's chicken sandwich, giving Chick-fil-A a run for its money.
I don't know. I haven't had it.
You haven't had it yet?
No.
It's a big ass chicken sandwich. I think that's what it is. It's girthy.
You love a good old girthy chicken sandwich.
Size matters.
It does.
And on top of all these things, the guy, Mark Mendenhall, helped raise nearly $1,000 for the Poway Unified School District. So look, they even went to a good cause. My man got all the diabetes, but he raised money to a good cause. So that's awesome. I do enjoy that. And some news out of Sporting Kansas City. That was Tech N9ne. Sporting KC announced their schedule for the 2020
Their schedule season. Just never ends, really.
Soccer season in general, it's just nonstop, especially if you end up going far in the playoffs or you end up going like...
What is there, a month of off season?
When we won the cup, it felt like we had 3 weeks off because you had all the celebration stuff and you had... Because it went into mid-December, which they changed
soccer.
Some of that.
Too much soccer for my taste.
Oh boy, shots fired! Direct your tweets to PG Swain.
I feel the same way about
on Twitter and Instagram.
You mentioned pro wrestling. I feel the same way about pro wrestling. There's never any time off to miss it.
Then. How can I miss you if you don't go away? I understand. I get that.
By the time the NFL rolls around in September, people are so starved for football, they're ready for it for 19 weeks. This just never ends. Too much of a good thing. Think about that.
I just think that
my friend, little Friday wisdom from Pete. Well, you work at Sporting. Can you get me some Sporting gear? Like, I want one of those scarves that everyone wears.
Why don't you hush? Because listen, I'm not supposed to have those things. All right?
I'm going to go to the March 7th opener, and I'm going to wear what you would wear. So it's a sunglasses for sure, a hat, that scarf, and like the tightest shirt and pants possible.
Some type of checkered print. I'm just peacocking. I'm being that guy. I'm Ric Flair.
Right now, I'm probably large, so just give me a small. Small everything.
2020 home opponents include FC Cincinnati. That's the first time. Colorado Rapids, Columbus Crew, LAFC, the Galaxy. And I'm just trying to get some of the big ones. Seattle Sounders, Whitecaps, New York City FC. Details at SportingKC.com. And with that, Pete, I did the best I could.
Good job.
We went 25 minutes. I vamped for you for 25 minutes. Because I know you came in with no content today.
No, I got some content.
You woke up about 30 minutes ago.
I'll show you some content.
Okay.
How about that?
Take me to sports.
Welcome into sports. Kansas City Chiefs getting ready for their Sunday night football matchup with the Chicago Bears. Everyone's excited about Terrell Suggs, 37-year-old. He's been in the league for 17 years. He's now a member of the Chiefs. He's wearing number 94. Tyrann Mathieu is among them.
Veteran leadership for sure. I'd probably say championship swagger too. You know, I feel like he's a guy that's played in this league a long time, has great success, and he can still get it done. So I have a lot of friends on the Arizona team, so they spoke highly of him. And obviously we're looking forward to him coming in and really, really helping us out.
Suggs spent a little bit of time with the Cardinals after a 16-year career with the Baltimore Ravens, brings a lot of veteran leadership. And now this is something a lot of the members of the Chiefs defense are saying, championship swagger, which has to fire you up if you're a Chiefs fan, because the defense...
I'm fired up, baby!
To be kind.
Woo!
I mean, I'm trying to be as kind as possible here. The defense has sunk. It has just been god-awful.
It's been erratic, to use a sports adjective. Erratic.
Now he comes in the mix of a defense that's playing well in the last four games. It's been the best defense in the league.
Does he get some decent time in, you think? You think so?
Yeah, Steve Spagnuolo said yesterday he'll be in the mix. So I think he gets, I would say, between 15 and 20-ish snaps on Sunday.
15 to 20 on the record.
Last four games, the defense is...
You want to put some money on that?
What?
You want to put some money on that? You think he gets 15 to 20 snaps? You owe me two lunches. I know you're trying to
put
this back.
Double or nothing.
Oh, no, we're not going to double or nothing.
Yeah, let's double or nothing.
Let's do it. No, okay. How about this for a side? So for like the mashed potatoes, the green beans... The baked beans. This is for your side. So you got 15 to 20. I'm gonna take the under.
Okay.
I'm gonna take the under.
Fine.
Take the under.
Fine with me.
So a side up for grabs. Mashed potatoes up for grabs.
The Chiefs' defense in the last four games is holding teams to 11 points per game.
Right,
they forced nine turnovers, 15 of 50 on third down, playing really well. On the other side of the ball, it's Matt Nagy versus Andy Reid. Matt Nagy is the head coach of the Chicago Bears. He used to be in Kansas City. He used to be the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs. He is now the head coach of the Bears. The Bears on Sunday have nothing to play for. They have absolutely nothing.
Weren't they supposed to be pretty good, though? I thought they were supposed to be.
Yeah, I picked them to be in the Super Bowl.
You did?
Yeah, before the season.
Oh, wow. What is our sports guy. Our sports guy.
Yeah, a lot of people would
agree.
Why'd
you say that? I wouldn't have told people that, man.
Yeah, no, I'll admit it. I don't care.
Do people pay you for sports takes?
Unbelievably.
Wow.
I know. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Unreal.
Just the racket you have.
People think they walk around these towns mm-hmm. and they say they're con men. I'm the number one con mm-hmm. man. People listen to me for my takes.
It's a long
time. I said
con.
The Browns would make the playoffs.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just stealing
the Chargers.
Paychecks. Just stealing checks.
What do I know? I don't know anything.
Not
obviously.
A damn thing.
Good for me.
Listen, man, Nick, I can't knock that hustle. Congratulations.
Thank
keep,
you.
Keep going out, man.
Some interesting,
play on, play
an up. Interesting thing that Matt Nagy, the head coach of the Bears, told me this week is that he has midnight phone calls with Andy Reid still. So the Bears have been struggling this year. People forget that the head coaches of NFL teams are humans, too. So sometimes he gets a little lonely, a little sad, calls Andy Reid for advice, faced a lot of adversity this year. So this will mean a lot to these two guys.
Just like you last night. You sent me an I love you text. That's the first one I've gotten from you.
Yeah, heartfelt.
Heartfelt. Heart and soul. That's
occasionally,
me.
I'll get a little tipsy, and you tap into Sappy Sween. And that's the version you got last night.
Oh, I love it.
A former Phillies slugger, Michael Franco, signs a one-year deal with the Royals. He'll become your everyday third baseman. Deals for about $3 million per year. So the Royals taking a shot on a player who has gone through some struggles, but they think can be their everyday third baseman. This is what you expected. Even with Sherman taking over, they're still being smart about their money, trying to win.
You're talking about a con? That's the con you want to do. If you can do it, if you have just like a...
Backup quarterback is the number one professional sports con.
No,
You never
no,
have to play
man.
And you make a lot of money.
Long snapper.
Yeah, but you're not making as much money as the backup quarterback.
But see, baseball, that money, you get all that. That's a guaranteed deal, man. And that's a big contract.
Remember Chase Daniel?
Yeah.
So he, as a backup in the NFL, has made more than $34 million.
Well, he's a special
and
case.
And he never plays.
People talk about him all the time as the example. Remember Todd Collins back in the day? Our old backup for the Chiefs? The backup for Trent Green for the longest time? Oh, reliable. Like, that's what when I think of a backup quarterback, I think Todd Collins. Just what a excellent backup quarterback name. Todd Collins.
I do like that.
That's a good one.
The Chiefs' current backup's name is Matt Moore.
Also, a great backup quarterback name.
Quick sports preview for you. On Saturday, the Kansas Jayhawks will play the Villanova Wildcats. That's a good game. That's at 11 a.m. on Fox on Saturday. A lot of people think Villanova is going to win that game, but there's different views. The Kansas Jayhawks are, they're 9-1. So this will actually provide them with a little bit of...
Are they number one still?
...of a challenge. I'm sorry?
Are they number one?
No.
No?
Oh, yes, they are.
That's
they
what
are.
I thought.
Villanova's 18, though.
Sports is easy, man.
And Villanova's at home. I mean, we already talked about that. I'm just fooling everybody. Also, on Saturday, the Mizzou Tigers, they take on the Illinois Fighting Illini. Missouri trying to improve to 7-4. They're actually at 6-4. I thought they were doing a little bit worse, but they are at 6-4. That's on the SEC network at noon if you're not watching Kansas. And then the K-State Wildcats also play on Saturday.
Every man a Wildcat.
So that wraps up sports.
On your KC Morning Show, we like to wrap it up with Flicks on Friday. That up next, this your KC Morning Show.
If I have any more fun today, I don't think I'm
going to
be able to take it.
The KC Morning Show.
I don't know what that one was. I'll delete that sweep. I don't know what that one was. You don't like them? You don't like when I drop the audio stuff in the middle of the sound? I get it. And we're doing movies, man. That was Texas Chainsaw Massacre. They're deep cuts. Okay, I get it. You want me to do...
Let me look at the sign here.
I'm an artiste.
Oh, wait, I was just checking if it was the Hartzell Morning Show. I just was wondering.
Listen, I've been reading books, and it's called Easter eggs. If you put different Easter eggs in these, the audience gravitates to those things.
I got a couple Easter eggs for you.
Flicks on Friday. We talk about movies and stuff. It's a way to kill time. Big fan of it. We've been talking about this movie ever since the show started because Star Wars is life. Star Wars is a part of me. We did the movie marathon, Pete, at AMC. Big thanks to AMC 28. I am running on fumes. We started at 4 o'clock Wednesday. I got back home because I watched it twice last night, and I'm going to go watch it again today.
I would expect that you went in and probably through the first like three or four movies, like you're enjoying it. And then at a certain point, you're like, man, when is this going to be over?
The prequel trilogy got wrapped up. Really having a hard time right around A New Hope. I was like, because it's 4 o'clock in the morning now. I was like, I'm powering through.
Are you sleepy?
Powering through it. Heavy. Eyes were heavy.
Was anyone else sleeping?
A few folks, because it was the theater all to ourselves. So what a lot of us did, we went to some of the open theaters and like kind of grabbed a cat nap. I put my phone down to charge and my eyes are closed because I'm just going to grab a little cat nap. No big deal. And then I woke up and it's 7 o'clock and it's Return of the Jedi. I was like, oh no. So I did, full disclosure, I did sleep through most of Empire Strikes Back. But it was a very early morning at that time. I haven't processed it yet, and I'm not saying that to be some kind of like whatever. It's just so much. It's a lot of a movie. It's a lot of movie. They packed in a lot, and I don't want to say anything else because I've been a part of Star Wars premieres at radio stations or media companies, and I'm not kidding. Actual death threats at the station because one of our guys gave the spoiler for Force Awakens. So I'm not even going to touch it.
In 5 days.
Whoops.
In 5 days.
Today.
This will be the final word in the story of Skywalker.
Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. Rated PG-13.
I didn't edit that part out. Can you tell we pulled the audio real early this morning? Sorry about that. So 5 days is today. If you're listening, it is released. Go take a looky-loo. They're talking like $200 million for an opening weekend. I think, honestly, it might go a little bit higher than that. I mean, this is one of those where it might rival Endgame and all the marbles and all that kind of stuff. It was very, very, very good.
Congratulations to you and George Lucas and Disney.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. I needed that. I deserved that. I did. In the adaptation that nobody asked for?
Cats.
Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats.
Tonight is a magical night. Cats compete for the chance of a new life. I judge a cat by its soul.
Stop it.
I'm quite obviously the best.
What?
Crosspaws.
Come on. Stop it. Would you stop it?
That's what I say to you.
Pete.
What?
Stop it.
I think that was the sound in the preview.
No, it wasn't. All those cat noises, that was Pete. Also, that was a very good cat. I'm not gonna lie. For the first 5 seconds, I thought it was. I really did think it was a trailer.
That's why some people call me Pete the Cat.
Did not get
good reviews.
Pull up the rating on that. What's it say?
It got bad reviews.
Really bad. Jennifer Hudson's in it.
Someone did a meme where they compared the movie reviews for dogs to cats, and they said, well, it's settled. No.
So,
19% on Rotten Tomatoes.
19? It was like 25 when I looked at it a couple days ago. Okay, well, not so great.
Go see Star Wars. Don't see Cats.
Isn't Taylor Swift in that one, too?
Wow, look at this.
I think I saw that trailer.
The average on Star Wars movies are like...
It's
like 50.
I'm not going to lie to you. The reviews aren't great. The reviews are not great for Star Wars. It's a fan's swan song to Star Wars. Like I said, it's a lot going on. I very much enjoyed it. But yeah, the reviews at least.
Not the weekend, but I saw Uncut Gems. Pretty good. A little sad. that's my review.
I love doing movies with feet. You know what? Pretty sad.
It was good, but it was a little sad. So if you're ready to be depressed, see Uncut Gems.
We talked about Bombshell a little bit last week. Didn't look at the release date. I don't know why we talked about it last week because it didn't come out until today. So that's on us. But Bombshell.
That's your highest rated movie, 65, which isn't great.
It's the one about Fox News.
Bombshell was dropped today.
Ready to go to war?
Oh, yeah.
Hot in here.
Rated R.
Charlize Theron's in that.
Robert Ailes should have put it. I look at Robert Ailes right now, and he should have put a mask on his head like Darth Vader. That is not a good-looking man.
The Jabba the Hutt type. He's got that Jabba aesthetic. that's not nice.
He does.
That's
he does nice. Look like Jabba the Hutt.
That's not nice. That movie looks excellent. That one looks very good. That's why I'm like, you know what? Rotten Tomatoes can suck it because those reviewers are bought and sold because that movie looks great. And 65%
Use the force and keep the money. Move the money into your bank account and go see Bombshell instead.
Your Bombshell bank account. Who else is in that one? There's a bunch of people in that one. That one looks very good. Stop it.
Olivia Wilde.
Who else? Charlize Theron's
Margot
in it,
Robbie.
I think. Margot Robbie.
Are you want me to look it up?
Yeah.
Bombshell. All right, I'm going to type in Bombshell actresses. Oh, this is not what I wanted. Charlize Theron.
We're delete that Google search.
Margot Robbie, Megyn Kelly, Nicole Kidman. Should be a good film.
Let's do
Jabba the Hutt.
he made an uncredited cameo, Jabba the Hutt. We didn't do this one last week, and it's on Netflix, so you can listen to it or listen. You can watch it whenever you want. Came out, I think, a couple weeks ago. It's the new Michael Bay and Ryan Reynolds movie. And it's called Six Underground.
My new movie, Six Underground, is directed by Michael Bay. You see, Michael Bay is a pioneer of the kind of tear-soaked, emotionally understated drama that makes us all question our role in the human experience. Back in the old days, when you made a Michael Bay movie, you couldn't know if you just made the most Michael Bay movie ever. Scientists just didn't have the technology to calculate the limits of the Bay spectrum. But today, I can definitively tell you that Six Underground is the most Michael Bay movie in the history of Michael Bay.
Okay. That alone is worth, I think, me taking a peek. And I've heard that it's so outlandish, it's so ridiculous that it actually might be kind of entertaining. What's the reviews on that?
Six Underground. It's
home and home. I'm 6 feet.
37%.
Okay.
So the best movie that's out there right now is Bombshell, and it's only 68. According
that's
to
gonna go up.
Rotten Tomatoes.
That's going to go up. But
so, yeah, don't even go out to the movies this weekend. That's your Friday flicks.
That's not how this segment works, Pete. That's not how this one works.
Tonight, as you know, Hartzell Cold War Kids, the night the bus stole
I need a plug,
Christmas.
I need to plug my
Why
job.
Am I plugging your show?
Yeah, well, this I'm happy to know your key card still works. Can I borrow yours? Yeah, The Night the Bus Stole Christmas, night number 3.
Lovely the Band.
The end of our holiday
She Wants
show
Revenge,
series.
Berwanger.
She Wants Revenge, y'all. That's right. And
ours Berwanger.
In the year of our Lord 2019, you're getting
I'll
she
give
wants
you a little Berwanger.
Berwanger is great. He's awesome. Josh is very good. He's KC guy. The Cold War Kids, like you said, Lovely the Band, all really, really excellent folks. It's going to be a good show. Arbus Bank Theater at the Midland.
Doors open at 6.
I would love for you to
get
buy
in there
tickets.
By 6:30.
You buy a ticket, you pay my bills.
If you buy tickets, you pay Hartzell's bills.
Save a Hartzell Foundation.
December 20th.
Put that on a shirt.
Tonight, Kelly's Christmas party, which I love.
Did you get the invite?
Oldest bar. Everyone's invited. 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. You can sit on Santa's lap, which is nice. I am not playing Santa.
I was going to say, was that just an invite?
Teacher Appreciation Happy Hour.
I'll give you something to say.
Casual Animal Brewing today at 12 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Do you want any music for this?
Maybe we can go. Maybe we can go there after this, Hartzell.
Do you want any music for this?
Keep the party going. Grand opening weekend of a restaurant called what is this restaurant?
You know what? I'm about to play you some Berwanger. Hold on. Keep going. Vamp for me. Keep going.
Okay. It's called Strang Hall. It's Overland Park's first and only food hall. Prepare your taste buds to savor our 6 chef-driven restaurants. So this seems like the Overland Park version of Parlor. Basa Basa. Solstice, Norsini, Fond, Nina, and Anusen, as well as Strang Coffee and Strang Bar. So that opens today in OP. Maybe I'll head on down there and see what's going on.
All right, this is off of Berwanger's Watching a Garden Die album, which came out in 2019. Keep going. There you go.
On Saturday.
Oh, that's good. Keep going.
Sounds like the Beatles. On Saturday, the Snow Globes at Union Station. Event that begins at 1 p.m.
Okay. I haven't listened to that, so sorry, keep going. Might be.
It's disrespectful. The Snow Globes will once again be performing this holiday season at Union Station. Christmas classics as well as original songs written by the Snow Globes.
Try this one. This is called Bad Vibrations. Let's see. This one.
It's the Bad Vibrations.
Kinda. Oh, this is good stuff, Josh. I'll be honest. I hadn't listened to it yet. This is very good. Berwanger, my man. He's from KC playing our show tonight.
Forget about Santa's lap. Why don't you sit on Berwanger's lap? What? How? You're drooling right now over this music. Gingerbread cookie decorating contest. If you have kids, I'm going to bring Hartzell. Chicken and pickle begins. It says 13 o'clock. I think that's 1 o'clock on Saturday.
It's military time.
I don't know how my Facebook turned to German for this one. Really? It honestly did. It says, to Zagusen.
Man, how drunk were you when you copy and pasted that one?
No idea.
That's all right, y'all. He's sobering up now. We're good.
Also, there's SantaCon KC 2019.
SantaCon?
Yeah, that means you dress up as a Santa and you go to different bars in Westport. Kelly's, Yard Bar, The Ale House, Brick House, Soul Cantina, Ollie's, The Well, Brick and Mortar, Johnny Caws, Lou's.
This is called When I Was Young.
And then it ends at Yard Bar in Westport from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. This is a full day of drinking. That's going to be a lot of debauchery. $40. Honestly, my Facebook has turned into German. It says tickets kosten los $40.
What are you doing over there?
And the money is after.
What button did you hit?
Gastebier. I wish I could read some more things in German.
Hold on, this is When I Was Young. We'll listen to Berwanger. Hold on.
Veranstaltung Dugan. Kalender. Geburtstag. Indecken. Gastigeberger.
What was that last one?
I'm telling you, my Facebook turned German. German book. Zack Zuckerberg.
Yeah, what else you got? That's when
I don't know how this happened. Speech to Katte.
Wait, did you lose all your stuff? Is it really just all in German now?
Yeah, I have a German Facebook.
Okay. What wife are you
for
on?
All the Germans and German women out there. This is to you.
Is that what we can do this weekend?
Playing a little baranga.
Is that what we can do this weekend?
Is the
play some baranga. Go to
is Lines. The impression I'm doing not nice to Germans?
Oh, man, that's such a good point. We should play.
Just thinking about it.
Let's go play it.
Delete everything. I gotta go and delete. Sorry, Germans. Germans make some beautiful people, though. There are a lot of beautiful women out there that are German.
Oh, boy. You are. Whoo! Now you're shooting your shot. A lot has happened in the last 30 seconds. There's a lot going on.
We're coming all the way back.
I'm going to hit this button. I'm going to hit this button.
Hey, thank you.
Have a.
Hartzell, thank you for this today. And let me do this.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for thanking me.
Two lunches.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that. You better make sure you.
The two lunch crew.
I hope you got paid today because you're gonna treat me.
There are two things. There's get paid, get laid. Going to be a fun weekend in Kansas City. It's a good weekend to be a Kansas Cityan. I'm out of here.
Oh, man. My name is Hartzell. That right there, that is the esteemed Pete Sweeney. This, your KC Morning Show. We'll see you in the morning. Bye.
KC Morning Show.